Life, letting intuition find expression. We're not here to learn. We are here to express what we already know. What are dreams but promptings from our soul? Why do these dreams come to our awareness if not to be heard and experienced? Why, when we feel the excitement of their birth into our awareness, do we hold them close to our hearts and keep them turning in our minds? We are capable of so much, yet we deny ourselves. And in limiting ourselves, we think we keep ourselves safe and sane. We are shortchanging ourselves when we ignore the clues that come from our ideas, interests, and excitement. We have choice. We can continue postponing and finding reasons for not expressing ourselves, or we can think more about what we want to experience in our lives and express those dreams. What kind of dreams are we talking about? When we want to do things that we immediately tell ourselves that we can't do. Examples are doing things which we perceive as risky or challenging, like being honest with ourselves and others. Having the courage to do something we've always wanted to do, or something we now feel drawn to expressing. Michael expressed his dreams. He'd always wanted to go skiing, and he did. He'd always wanted to overcome fears of intimacy and emotional honesty with his friends and wife. He had always wanted to drive a Jaguar car. He did all these things. What helped him to get to the stage where he could realize all the dreams he'd made a mental list of years before was a crisis. Through the crisis, he learned to feel at peace with himself. He recognized the times where he had a chance to calmly reflect on what his dreams were, what fanciful images played on his mind when he went swimming and floated on the water. The times when he'd been on holiday and experienced glimpses of feeling quietly in balance. When he looked at the waves on the seashore. When he sat in the shade of a tree looking out at a natural landscape. On a riverbank watching the flow of the water passing by. The times when he pottered in the garden, played golf with friends, sat in his car, stuck in a traffic jam, and for a short time became intrigued as he watched two people talking on the street. Michael was a great teacher of mine. He learned quite quickly how to achieve that feeling of balance and peace, to dismiss all thoughts of regret and resentment. He had the opportunity to calmly consider what dreams he had for his life, and then to proceed to live them. Michael had a sense of urgency. He hadn't been given much time to achieve this. A matter of months, the doctors said. He lived far longer than they anticipated, with increased energy and appreciation for living his life. Michael taught me much. An incredible message. Live your dreams. Express who you are. Don't leave it until it's too late.